And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, let's talk a little bit about how to have the money conversation with prospective Business Radio X clients.
Yeah, I think this is critical. This is something that a lot of people fumble with because they get a little defensive about it, but it's important to really lean into this and get this conversation handled as early as possible in the relationship. It is critically important to know what a sales win looks like to the prospect, to your prospect, in terms of actual dollars. Once you're clear the exact amount of money a sales win looks like, then you know a lot of information. You know if they can afford your service. You know how many that seems reasonable. Like how many people they have to meet in order to hit that number. You know that if they're going to be a client for life or have a chance to be a client for life or just somebody that's going to just try this for a little bit because their sales cycle is too long. So it's important to know how much a sales win is for these clients because you don't want to get to the point where you're selling the show in terms of hours or time or episodes. You have to be able to explain to them that the show is going to work for them 24/7 and they're not paying for studio time. You have to be able to kind of articulate that. And when you know what a sales win looks like, it's easier to have to kind of show the value you're delivering, not the service you're providing.
All right. So that's kind of good prep leading into, but at some point they're going to say, how much does it cost? And do you have a take on, because you've prepared, you kind of know how to frame things up, I'm gathering from that, is what you're saying.
Right. So I think it's important to frame it up in terms of, for me, I like to say, you know, I like the numbers to work so that one sale in a year pays for the show for the year. So that's what I like to shoot for in terms of fees. And that's who I'm aiming at in terms of a target for a potential client. Because I don't want them to think that, oh, if I do a show or I record a podcast, that takes me 45 minutes one time and you're getting paid X number of dollars. And I don't want them to think to work that kind of math. That's not the math I want them to work. I want them to see the value of having a show 24/7, having their clients' ability to get a Google search result on the first page of Google when they're on one of our shows. I want them to understand the totality of the value that they're getting from being part of the network and having a show. It's not the time they spend in front of a microphone.
Well, that simplifies it for me, because to me, then, if you're going to do business with Lee Cantor, the price is one. What does it cost to have a show with Lee Cantor? One sales win. So if a sales win for you is $30,000, Lee's probably going to gear a show that will deliver that won't cost any more than that one sales win.
Right. I want them to be able to look forward to coming into the studio, happily pay the bill, and stay with us for a long period of time. I want to be able to deliver results that blow them away, not a bill they kind of dread and want to get rid of.
Right. But one sales win, if one sales win for me is $30,000, then that's a $2,500 a month show. That all that math works. Now, if I told you a sales win for me is $500, you might not take the business, right?
Right. That wouldn't be a good fit. I don't think I can deliver that kind of result for that you're going to want to pay for this.
Right. Got it.
It's got to work for both of us.
Got it.